Little kid ain't got much, but they have big dreams. But even though he don't know about Martin Luther King, everything he had was given from his mom and dad. They gave everything they had. I'm writing this for them because they can't even afford a notepad. For him when he go to class, so sad. Don't laugh, it's not a joke. Life is always looked at from an uphill slope. Trying to keep hope, parents on the dope. There's a war out on drugs in these streets, you need a win. I'm kicked back behind 10, tempt out like fire and tears. Blood full of pine, you already know the scene. I write to clear my mind, can a nigga be? Cause none of this ain't making any sense, any sense. This is what got me, wide open like lobbies. I'm trendsetting so copy. Oh Lord, if you can't afford this poopoo thought, if you starving, nobody should be treated like Martians. I beg your pardon if I come off as alarming, but there's people on car teams missing. There's a war on drugs and everyday people enlisting. Tell me, are you listening? I speak through the booth that we all should seek the truth.
Red and I kick back the high tens, tempt out like fire and tears. Blood full of pine, you already know the scene. I write to clear my mind, can a nigga be? Cause none of this ain't making any sense, any sense.
There's too much money here. I mean, nobody should be hitting Lotto for $36 million and we got people starving in the streets. That is not idealistic. That's just real. That is just stupid. There's no way Michael Jackson should have, or whoever Jackson, should have $1,000,000,000 and there's people starving. There's no way. There's no way that these people should own planes and their people don't have houses, apartments, shacks, drawers, pants. I know you're rich. I know you got $40 billion, but can you just keep it to one house? You only need one house. And if you only got two kids, can you just keep it to two rooms? I mean, why have 52 rooms and you know there's somebody with no room? It just don't make sense to me. It don't. And then these people celebrate Christmas. They got big trees, huge trees, all the little trimmings. Everybody got gifts, and it's like starving. And they're having a white Christmas. They're having a great Christmas, eggnog and the whole nine. I think that there's, when there's hopelessness, people revolt. Because it's like there's nothing. It's like, you know, it's like we're going, is it going to help us ever? You know, because I mean, we know for a long time they haven't. Are they ever? And it's like, so all these things are showing us, you know. And there's, you know, there's somebody going, no, they're not going to help. No, they're not going to help. And then, of course, we sing it, no, they're not helping us. It all comes down to, we got to survive. We got to survive here in this country. Because I'm not going back there. We got to survive. White folks, black folks, Korean folks, Mexican folks, Puerto Ricans, we gotta understand each other. We gotta take a bigger chance. And when I say American, people think I'm talking about Uncle Sam. I mean like actually Uncle Sam with the gray hair and the flag. I mean you, the guy, you know, you, the mechanic, wherever, you. I mean, you need to do something.